This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Addressing the U.N. Security Council Tuesday, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky accused the Russian military of war crimes. Speaking remotely via video link, Zelensky said those responsible for Russian atrocities in his country need to be held accountable. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Appearing remotely before the UN Security Council, Volodymyr Zelensky said through an interpreter he saw the Russian carnage firsthand in Bucha.
They cut off limbs, cut their throats, slashed their throats. Women were raped and killed in front of their children.
Comparing the actions of Russian troops to those of Islamic State militants.
The Russian military and those who gave them orders must be brought to justice immediately for war crimes.
In front of a tribunal like the one at Nuremberg after World War II, Russia says images of the atrocities in Bucha and elsewhere are fake, suggesting Ukraine staged the scenes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Zelensky appealed to the UN to act as a force for global stability, using the tenets of its post-World War II founding. Russia, with veto power over Security Council actions, would surely block any attempt by the United Nations to intervene directly in the war. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg told reporters Tuesday he expects more atrocities to come to light in Ukraine as Russian troops continue to retreat from areas around Kyiv. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as he left Washington for a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Tuesday, told reporters the horrors uncovered in Bucha are not the random act of a rogue unit. It's a deliberate campaign to kill. This is VOA News. Congressional sources tell the Associated Press that former U.S. President Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, was scheduled to testify Tuesday before the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The sources, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, tell the AP that Ivanka, who was reportedly with her father much of that day, was expected to speak to the committee virtually and privately Tuesday. Her decision to cooperate is a significant development for the committee, which has been trying to secure an interview with her since late January. Lawmakers have said they want to discuss what Ivanka Trump knew about her father's efforts to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to reject the results of the 2020 election. Ivanka Trump is one of more than 800 witnesses the committee has interviewed as it works to compile a record of the attack, the worst on the Capitol in more than 200 years. She is the first of Trump's children known to speak to the committee and one of the closest to her father. Her husband, Jared Kushner, testified to the same panel last week. The panel is expected to hold public hearings beginning this summer. All-time golf great Tiger Woods announced Tuesday he plans to play in the Masters golf tournament this weekend, a little more than a year after nearly losing a leg in a car crash. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Woods made the announcement Tuesday morning, saying as of now he intends to play in the tournament, which begins Thursday. It was a little more than a year ago when Woods nearly lost his leg in a car crash. Woods plans to play 9 more practice holes on Wednesday before making a final decision. And he thinks if he plays, he can win the tournament. Woods has won the Masters 5 times. He says the biggest challenge will be walking the 72 holes over a 4-day period. But he thinks he'll be up to it. I'm Mike Hempen.
Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency said Tuesday that terrorist group Al-Shabaab is plotting to assassinate the country's president, Mohamed Abdullah Mohamed, and Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Robel. From its official Twitter account, the intelligence agency named one of the Islamic extremist group's senior leaders, Mohamed Mahir, as overseeing the plot and said they had warned officials but gave no further details about the threat. The warning follows a series of recent deadly attacks by the Al-Qaeda-linked group and comes as Somalia is struggling to complete long-delayed elections. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for a March 23rd attack on Mogadishu's international airport that left 6 dead. In February, Al-Shabaab attacked several police stations and checkpoints in the capital of Mogadishu, killing 5 people. Repeating this hour's top news story, addressing the UN Security Council Tuesday, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky accused the Russian military of war crimes. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This